Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Little Space. This file is different from many of my others. In a way, it's a fantasy or a transformation. In another way, it's an effect that you carry with you. And from yet one more perspective, it's an induction and an introduction into a way of feeling. Now, these words are not all my own, because I am not little. However, I can help you to feel that way, because while I'm not little, I am big. I am the one who watches over a little one. So, you can be little. Hush, little one, and listen. Listen to Daddy speak for a little while. Now it's best, of course, if you're all good and comfy with a stuffy in your arms and a smile on your lips. Can you do that for me? Good. Now there's so much to being little. There's so much to being in little space. And no matter how much I say right now, I won't encompass it all. A lot of it you'll have to discover for yourself. A lot of it will come in time, as you interact, as you play, even as you throw tantrums for not getting your way. But you wouldn't do that, would you? No. But you'd still be sad if one of your stuffies got hurt. But that's okay. That's all okay in little space. See, when you're little in your mind, when you are in little space, it is almost a physical feeling, like shrinking from the world around you. Noises are louder because you're more sensitive. Colors are more vibrant, especially if you're doing the coloring. And your emotions, they all bubble to the surface. A little one doesn't really worry about subterfuge or secrecy. Oh no. If there's a tear, there will be many tears. If there's a smile, there will be laughter. And if there's good, huggy feelings, the plushies in the world are not safe from your embrace. When you're little, you can look at normal things with wonder. You can let yourself enjoy, entice. You can even feel a surprise by loud noises. Of course, when you're little, you also sometimes forget about some basic things. Are you sure you wiped your feet before you re-entered the house? Or was it you that left a trail of muddy footprints? No, I'm sure you're completely innocent. I'm sure that those muddy shoes that look all nice and frilly are not yours. Well. It seems we've got you a little bit into little space already, haven't we? You can feel that playful feeling of, no, it wasn't me. Because as little, you don't have any responsibility, do you? When you're little, Daddy takes care of everything. You have guidance and security. You have a caretaker who cares very deeply. And that's okay. It's not about the caretaking. It's about the place. It's about setting yourself aside for a moment, not having to be serious or having big me thoughts. And when you're little, all those things in the world, are irrelevant. School and work are just strange words that Daddy talks about. Because when you're in little space, nothing else matters but a smile on your lips and imaginary tea in those cups. And of course your plushies. We wouldn't want them to be forgotten now, would we? No, I'm sure you couldn't live without. Did you know that they're also your best friends and confidants? They listen to you always. They never judge you. They never treat you bad. Just like Daddy. They will always listen to you and let you say what you need to say. And best of all, you can squeeze them as hard as you can and they just keep on smiling back at you. There's no such thing as a hug too tight, is there? Because hugs are awesome. They're almost as good as coloring, maybe even better. It may get confusing. Being little, it's like you find yourself thinking about what it should mean. But that's too much thinking. Being little is not a decision. It's not an act or a play. It's just a state of feeling. It's when you let go of acting. When you let go of that mask that you wear when you're big and responsible. When you're little, you're without mask. You're without secrecy, without hiding. But you're with warmth, with all the emotions on your sleeves. And the best thing about that is that you can just handle all those emotions. If you're scared, you're only scared for a little while. If you're crying because a plushie hurt his toe, you're only crying for a moment. And the only emotion that never goes away is that feeling of just knowing that you're safe. Knowing that everything is okay. That Daddy takes care of you. That you can always go to Daddy when you need to. In a way, little space is one of the purest, most honest ways of being, without filters, without judgment, being you in the most clear and honest way. And I wonder if your childish side has already come out to play. I wonder if you feel all floaty and happy while listening to this. Who knows? I'm not judging. I'm just talking. And you're listening. In fact, it's amazing you've been listening for so long already, hasn't it? But maybe I'm talking about fun things. Maybe I'm talking about things that you want to hear. That you enjoy listening to. And that's okay. Because sometimes a little one can just sit fascinated. And it's all okay. Sometimes a little one can be distracted with a simple thing for hours. Not even realizing that time is passing. And like right now. Time must be passing because I'm saying things, and I can't say things if time is not passing. But those are way too big thoughts for a little one. So just let go of those big thoughts. You don't need them. Just let yourself wonder about what I'm going to say next. If I make you smile, or make you frown. No, I like smiling more. Just enjoy this smile and let yourself smile with me. It's okay, I won't judge. Although I may smile a little bit more myself once I see your reaction. And do you know what really gets set free when you're in little space? Your imagination. See, when you're all grown up, you know about all these things that are supposed to be impossible. You know about all these things like physics and nature's laws and blah. No. To little you, everything, anything, all the things are possible. All it takes is just a little dash of imagination, a little sprinkle of fantasy. Okay, and maybe a liberal amount of goodwill and sugar, but not too much goodwill. I meant sugar. No. When you're little, imagination is your key to everything. It opens the world and beyond. It makes a simple cup of tea, empty though it may appear to big ones, filled with the most amazing tea. It makes those little eyes of your stuffies more alive than any other eyes. They listen. They smile at you. And with your imagination, flying is just a dream away. You can do it because you know you can. Of course, when you're little, you might even go too far with your imagination. Or rather, you might not pay attention to what you're doing. You have to be a little bit careful, otherwise Daddy may get upset. If you break something, if you misbehave, Daddy might change his tone of voice and let you know that he is not happy. And nothing is quite as bad as a gentle but firm scolding from Daddy, his disappointment very clear. And you don't want that, do you? So you're going to be good, aren't you? You're going to be a good little one. You're going to be a very, very good little one, with not a single naughty thought at all. Okay, maybe just one. But I won't tell. Even daddies know that his little one can be quite naughty indeed. And that's okay. It's all right to stick out your tongue. It's all right to smile at Daddy. It's all okay. He will only scold you when you've really done something bad. And usually, admitting to it is punishment enough. Having to say that you've done something wrong? Oh la la. Ah well. Best to behave then. But don't worry, there's still plenty of fun to be had. And do you know what the best part is? Even when you're scolded, Daddy still cares. He still protects you and he'll hold you tight afterwards. Any little one can make a mistake. It happens, and it's okay. And do you know what the other thing is? He's always there, Eddie is always there, because he's your daddy. You chose him. You found him, and you chose him. Being with Daddy is not forced. It's nothing you're made to do. It's a choice. It's something you agreed to. Something you wanted. And just as Daddy chooses you, it's an open choice, a choice that you make over and over again. And every time, maybe aware, maybe unaware, you can appreciate what's there. You can appreciate that you found a daddy that makes you happy. A daddy that makes you smile. A daddy that puts you in your place when you need it, but only to hug you again afterwards. A daddy that not only likes your plushies, but encourages you to hug them. I mean, look at that poor little plushie. He looks so alone and unhugged. We can't have that. See? There you go. It feels good to be a good little one for Daddy. Especially when it's time for bed. When Daddy says, "Hush now, little one." When Daddy lifts you and puts you in bed, tucks you in, and asks you if you want a bedtime story. Now I know you want a bedtime story. And maybe I'll tell you one another time. I know. Sometimes Daddy can be a tease too. But now is not the time for stories. Well, it is in a way, but not yet for bedtime stories. Your mind can let go. Your spirit can be lifted. In little space, it's all okay. In little space, you are a princess and a king. You are a bird and you're a puppy. You're everywhere and nowhere. A dreamer yet firmly grounded. Little space is infinite, endless, beautiful, and deep. And getting there requires not effort to do, but effort to not do. It requires effort to let go, to drop your thoughts, and let go of restraints. To let go of your worries. All those big thoughts that you don't need when you're in little space. To get to little space is a journey that never stops. And always becomes better. As a little one, you can easily take the good with the bad, the tears with the smiles, the occasional hurt stuffy with the many hugs. In little space, you no longer need to think. You just do. You simply are. As a little one, there is no judgment. There is only just life. Beauty, joy, color, sound, life, full of experiences, full of warmth and strange things. And even though there may be a whole grown-up big world around you, it doesn't matter, because you're in little space. And little space is just big enough for you. Now I hope you had fun listening. And who knows, maybe I'll see you zooming around little space sometime. Don't forget to thank your daddy for who he is. Don't forget to be grateful for the opportunity. Because little space is beautiful. And so are you.